Today's Shi'ur Masechta Menachos Daf Yud Ches. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yitzbaruch on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom loy. In our previous Shi'ur, the Gemara had first introduced us the Machlokes of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbanan. If somebody used the wrong wording in his Machshava, he used the word Achila regarding something that's put on the Mizbeach, or used the word Haktara regarding something that's eaten. Reb Elazar's opinion was that it will be possible. And according to Rabbanan, achil is only for something meant to be eaten. So the Gemara, towards the end of the shir, introduced, first of all, a question, that when Reb Elazar holds it's possible, does it mean that it's pigled with the raisa, or is it only possible with Rabbanan? One question the Gemara posed. And the other question that the Gemara had posed was, what will be the halacha when somebody had a machshava laniach, to leave over the blood past the right time? Will that be pigel or not? Gemara introduced the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara wanted to say that the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar is a machlokes of this achiv chorus. Rabbi Yehuda holds that by machshavas laniach, there is no chiyuv karis, but in the case where you had a machshava achila on something that's put on the mizbeach, this karis. And Rabbi Elazar said that in all these cases, it's only possible with no karis. Says the Gemara, that's not necessarily the way to understand. Loi. The Kulama, everybody will agree, karis leka, if somebody used the word achila improperly, everybody will agree that is not a real situation of pigle, of chayv karis. For hochop, this brice, the shlosh machlokes b'davar, represents, says the Gemara, three different opinions. Tanakama, the brice, the cause the machlokes chamer of Elazar, that only speaks about a case where he used the word achila on the mizbeach, or vice versa. Sava b'hanach pligi, that they only argue and they're using the wrong words. Rabbi Elazar holds that's possible with the Rabbanan, because if you're going to allow that to go, even when you use achila in the right way, you're gonna make a mistake and think it's not a problem. And Rabbanan don't hold that way. Tanakam sov b'hanach pligi, that is the subject of the machlokes of the Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanan. But in a situation of lohaniach, to leave it for tomorrow, the rakel kosher, everybody will hold that it's kosher. And the reason why everybody will hold it's kosher under those circumstances, because the only time Chazal feel the need to make a gzeira is where it could come to a situation where it's osa medaraisa. So of course, when you use the word lo'echo, when it's something meant to be eaten, where there will be pigel daraisa. Because of that, Chazal went a step further. A Chazal, even where it's not daraisa, Rabbi Elazar says, but since you use the word lecho, and the word lecho is something that can be used when speaking about a daraisa, so that's why Chazal said it's awesome with Rabbon, at least according to Rabbi Elazar. But in a case of laniach, where you're leaving it over for tomorrow, well, that is not a situation where we can ever have pigel deraisa. Since that's not a situation where we can have pigel deraisa, there's no reason to make a gzeira. Rabbi Yehuda said, b'hanach, in the case where you misuse the term achila, pligi, that's where we have a machlokes of Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim. Laniach, but if you had a machshava to leave the dam for the next day, there, Rabbi Yehuda says, everybody will agree it's possible. Why? My tama. Why should we be more machmer in a situation of laniach versus a situation of lechel? Zerim shem damai ata kol damai. Because somebody, if somebody may have a machshava, if he has a machshava on some of the blood, he may also have a situation where he has a machshava on all the blood. And Rabbi Yehuda says, "Kol dam psul de Rabbi Yosi, the Raisa." According to Rabbi Yehuda, If somebody had a makshava to leave over all of the blood, that's a pasul deraisa. And now, according to what we're learning, it's most understandable. Because the way we're learning is that whenever it's close to being the way it's awesome, wherever it's close to that, Chazal saw the need to make a gzera deraisa. For as we've been saying, whenever it's a situation where it could come to a deraisa, that's where Chazal saw the need to make a derabana de gzera. And since if you're going to leave over all the blood, he's saying it could be an issa deraisa. So therefore, in a case of leaving over some of the blood, everybody will agree it's pasul midrabbanan. The Tanya and the Gemara says a brisa. Brisa that we learned in Masechet Zvachim, Daf Lamed Vav. Amalav Hem Rabbi Yehuda. In Atamayli, do you not at least agree to me? Sheminiach lemacher. If somebody left over all of the blood for the next day, he did not do any zrik sedam on the day of the shechita. Shepasul. The dam became pasul because if one shkia passes and there was no zrik sedam, that is something that, as we've learned, cannot be corrected. And therefore, he suggests, hishev leniach, if you had a machshava to do so, you had a machshava to leave all the blood for tomorrow, nami posel, the karma is going to be posel. And that's why it's a case that Rabbi Yehuda holds that everybody will agree that we make a gzera derabanan, says the Gemara. And then on that, Osra belozla meima, Rabbi Elazar came and said, apazu, even in the case, that's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, in a case where you misuse the word lechol, Rabbi Yehuda says it's a mach. When you misuse the word lechol, machlokes Rabbi Elazar rabbanon. In the case, of laniach, where Rabbi Yehuda will say that everybody will agree that it's posel, everybody will agree that it's posel midrabbanan. And now comes along Rabbi Elazar to tell us, apazu, even in a case where the machshava was to leave some of the blood for tomorrow, it's machloikis, Rabbi Elazar posel, for chamim machshirim. Ask the Gemara, the sover Rabbi Yehuda, is it indeed the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, the laniach damim melamachar, that somebody had a machshava to leave some of the blood for tomorrow, divrei hakol posel? Would Rabbi Yehuda say that everybody will agree that it's posel? Says the Mevat Tanya. We learned in a brisa. The brisa teaches us, Amar Rebbe kshlamat telachti lematzos midoisai, when I went to learn Eitzel Rebbe Elazar ben Shemua. I went to learn Rebbe Elazar ben Shemua. What does lematzos midoisai mean? Lematzos midoisai is that when they used to sell oil. So the way they bought oil in those times, is somebody would bring a container that they should sell him the container by pouring from the seller's container into the buyer's container. How do we make sure that the buyer gets all of the oil that was in the seller's container? They used to turn over the seller's container on top of the buyer's container and leave it there overnight. And like that, every last drop, by leaving it there for such a long time, every last drop of the seller's container got poured into the buyer's container. Here too, what it means, lematzos midoisai, means he wanted to get out every drop of learning from Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, able to delve into everything that he was able to learn. Another way of understanding is like it's called Shetim Tzaloimer. He wanted to speak to Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua about every possible situation and halacha and get what is the halacha. Shalachti lematzos de midoisa etz Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. V'amalai lematzos midoisav sher Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. That I wanted to learn from Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua what he knew, what I didn't know. I found Yosef Abavli sitting there. And Yosef Abavli was very beloved to Rabbi Elazar. So the pasuk pshat is that Rabbi Elazar loved Yosef Abavli. Another pshat that I saw is that Rabbi Yosef loved everything Rabbi Lazar had to say. Rabbi Yosef was sitting there and trying to learn from Rabbi Lazar because he loved learning by Rabbi Lazar. What does la'achas mean? So Rashi explains two pshat. The one pshat, ad la'achas, it means until they got to one halacha, which they really, as we're going to discuss, which she really needed to understand. The other pshat is that Reb Yosef enjoyed and loved learning everything that Reb Lazar had to say until they finally got to one halacha, which became a very big source of discussion. Tosfos gives other pshatim. Another pshat was that the neshama is called achas. In many svarim, the neshama is called yechida. We all have one neshama. And the pshat here is that la'achas, these two neshamas, the neshamas of Rabbi Lozer and the machshava and the neshama of Rabbi Yosef were ad la'achas, became like one. They connected to us to such a degree that these two neshamas ad la'achas, these two neshamas connected on a very high level. The Ben Yoyada explains that there's two types of love. He says many times when we have a situation of love, situation of love is that it depends on something. I love somebody because he does things on my behalf, or etc. And sometimes we have a situation of love where there's nothing connected. The love is a pure love, the love of a father to a son. The love of a father to a son, the love of a Rebbe to a Talmud, doesn't have to have any conditions attached to it. And the Gemara is saying that their love was la'achas. It was a totally unconditional love. Amalai. So Rabbi Yosef HaBavli says to Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi, Yashech Ratzah Zavach, if somebody shechts a carbon with the intention, l'niach midam l'machar, to leave over the subject that we've been discussing, but he wants to leave over from the carbon, from the dam of the carbon for tomorrow, wa'alvir halacham. Amalai, to which Rabbi Lazar said, kosher. The carbon is kosher. Arvis, in the evening, he asked the same question. Amalei kosher. And again, Rabbi Lazar said it's kosher. Shachris, in the morning, he asked the question. And again, Amalei. And again, Rabbi Lazar says it's kosher. But Tzarayim, in the afternoon, he asked the question. Again, Amalei kosher. Mincha, later in the afternoon, towards the evening, Amalei kosher. He again told him it's kosher. That the opinion of the Chachamim is that if there was a machshava to leave the blood over for tomorrow, the carbon is kosher. But now he added, Ella Shebeleza Paisel. Shebeleza's opinion is that it's not. Says the Gemara, Tzavu Panav Shal Yosef HaBavli. At that point, the face of Yosef HaBavli glowed. Omalai, Yosef, Kemeduma Nishla, Kivnush Mesein Arata. By reaction, it seems that what I told you till now was not satisfactory. Amalai and Rabbi Yosef Bavli says to Rabbi Lazar, Hain. No, they were correct. I agree with you. Ella, Shev Yehuda Apostle Shanali, I learned in Yeshiva that Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, as we said a moment ago, is that when somebody has a machshava to leave the blood over, it's possible. V'chazarti al kol tamidav, and I tried to meet the Talmidim of Rabbi Yehuda, of a kashtli chaver, and I wanted to find if there was anyone else who also had this version of what Rabbi Yehuda holds. V'lemetzasi, but I wasn't able to find anybody. Achshav sheshenisa l'pasul, now that you taught me that that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, hachsarti levedasi, something that I had learned, now you return to me. At that point, Rabbi Lozer ben Shmua began to cry. We see from
Reb Yosef Bavli's reaction, how he reacted when something is, where he thought that there was something that he learned that he forgot that wasn't correct. And now, when he saw that his Torah that he had learned was correct, that shows how much Torah is precious to you. Karla Mikra Zeb, and at that point he said the Pasuk in Tehillim, Ma'afti Torah Sech Kal Yoyim Hi Si Chasi. The Ben Yoyod explains, what does the Gemara mean when it says, Chaviver Aleichem B'Yoyser? He explains that the Pasuk compares Torah to somebody who makes a tremendous fortune. As the Pasuk says, Sosa Noich Elam Rasech Kamaitse Shalom Rav. So till now, Rebbe Lezer didn't see somebody who enjoyed learning Torah to that degree. And especially to the degree of learning Torah from one Hapasik. As the Ben Yoyod himself points out, if the Gemara wants to bring a Pasik of how much they love Torah, shouldn't he brought the Pasik of B'kudei Hashem Yishar Mesam Chilev? Shouldn't he brought the Pasik Sos Anoichi Al Amrasecha? Why did he bring the, why did he specifically say the Pasik Ma'afti Teresecha? Because Ma'afti Teresecha means even one Va Torah. And here he showed that not only does he have a tremendous love for Divrei Torah, but his love for Divrei Torah is even Teresecha, even for one word, even from one word of Torah, that is something that was so precious to him. Ha, Neshab Yehud, says the Gemara. So we see from here what Rabbi Yehuda held. Says the Gemara, Ha, Neshab Yehuda b'Nosh Rabbi Loi. Says the Gemara, the reason is not because he felt that this was the halacha. Rather, the reason that he was so happy to hear this halacha is because Yehuda b'Nosh Rabbi Loi, Rabbi Loi Tamidish Rabbi Lezer, Lefikach, Shalach Mishnah Rabbi Lezer, that he said it over, even though that isn't halacha. But ask the Gemara, V'yisalkadatach, if, as we suggested earlier in the shir, the Divrei Hakol Pasul, that when somebody had a machshava to leave over the dam, some of the dam, everybody will agree that it's pasul, my hachsati levedasai, what does it mean that you gave back what I lost? Iu plukta kamalei. Rabbi Lezer just said that there's an opinion that way. Not that that's the halacha. But if Rabbi Yehuda had said that everybody holds that way, so he should have, so it wasn't what he had originally heard. Because Iu plucked the kamalei. Rabbi Lezer said it's a machloikas. And Rabbi Yehuda said that everybody agrees. Elamai, so says the Gemara, what happened? Kosher. He told him that it's kosher. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yehuda told Yosef Ablevli that in a situation where there's a machshava laniach, where there's a machshava to leave over the blood, the chum holds some of the blood, the chum holds its kosher, Rabbi Lezer holds its pasul, and now Rabbi Lezer was corroborating what he heard. So says the Gemara, if that's the case, why does the Gemara have to add Meshav Yehuda b'noy Shabbat Loi? Rabbi Loi Tamid Shabbat Lezer Lefikach Sharon Lav Mishnah Shabbat Lezer. It seems from here that Rabbi Lezer doesn't agree with Rabbi Yehuda. Anan, says the Gemara, Anan plucked the Kamasalin Lai. He also said it's a machloikus. So what's he trying to accomplish? Says the Gemara, Divrei Hakol Pasul Asnei. Indeed, what happened was Rabbi Yehuda told Yosef Bavli that everybody holds that if you have in mind to put away some of the blood, it's possible. Oh my, what did Yosef Bavli mean when he said to Rabbi Lezer, Zatil Avadasei? It's not exactly what he heard, because Rabbi Lezer was telling him, Rabbi Lezer ben Shmuel was telling him it's a machloikus. And what he had learned is that everybody agrees that it's possible. Says the Gemara, it's not exactly as he had learned. But what it was, at least, the Hadla Mips Shum Pasas Boilam. In the original way Rabbi Lezer ben Shmuel had taught him, there was no one who held that the carbon is possible if you had in mind to leave over some of the dam for tomorrow. Now, at least, there is someone who holds that the carbon is possible if you have intention to leave the dam over for some of the dam for tomorrow. So even though it's not exactly the same way as he had learned originally, because he had learned from Yehuda that everybody holds that way. At least he found now that there's somebody that agrees to some that agree. Why was this, I saw from the Sefer Beis Avram, such a great cause for Simcha? Because he explains, what this story demonstrates is the Havas HaTorah, how every word of Torah was so very precious to him, to Yosef HaBavli. Somebody who comes to a degree of Havas HaTorah, somebody who comes to such a high level of Havas HaTorah, ultimately will come to a high level of Havas Hashem. Therefore, this demonstration of Havas HaTorah is so very important, because Havas HaTorah, which in itself, of course, is a tremendous mitzvah, but besides that, Havas HaTorah is such a tremendous mitzvah, it also brings us to Havas Hashem. Says the Mishnah. So in order to understand the Mishnah, as we said before in our Shiurim, the way the Korban Mincha is prepared is we take some oil and put it on the bottom of the Kli Shoris. The oil is going to be put into Korban Mincha. The Korban Mincha with oil is going to have oil three times. First, there's oil put on the bottom of the Keli. And then, on top of it, they put the flour. And then on top of it, they put the oil, some more oil, and they mix the flour and the oil together. And they fry the Korban Mincha in a machvas or machcheshes. And we make out of it 10 chalas. And then afterwards, we pour the remaining oil on top of those chalas. If the carbon that's being brought is a mechasilis, we don't fry it. We put the oil, we make it into a dough with the flour and oil that we started with. And then after we make it into a dough, we pour the oil on top of it. And then we make it into small pieces. That's what's called pithisim, which we will discuss. The Korban Minchas, there's some Korban Minchas that require tenufa, waving. Then we make Hagosha. We put them next to the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. That means the tenufa was done at the east side of the Mizbeach. And then the Hagosha was done on the southwest corner. After doing all this, we do kmitza from the Korban Mincha. Then we put the kaimitz into a Kli Shoris. And that kaimitz and the Kli Shoris is put on top of the Mizbeach. And there on top of the Mizbeach, they put salt on top of the kaimitz. And then they burn the kaimitz. Says the Mishnah. Lo yatzak, if, as we just explained, they put yitzikas when they put the oil the third time on the Korban Mincha, if Yitzika wasn't performed, or Loy Balal, as we explained, after the second oil was put on and they mixed it together, if that oil wasn't done, loy pasas, as we just explained, by certain Korban Minchas, they did patisa. If the patisa wasn't done, v'loy malach, or if they didn't salt it, or v'loy hainif, or they didn't do tenufa, v'loy hegish, if they didn't bring the Korban Mincha to the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, oysha pasasam pitsisin merubas, if you did too many, as we're going to describe the process of patisa, if the patisa was not done properly, v'loy mashkan, sometimes the way the Korban Mincha is brought, it's brought with rikikin, they're made into wafers, and the wafers have to be smeared with oil. If they weren't, in all these cases, the loch is that the Korban is kosher. The halacha is that, as we said, that the oil has to be put on three times. at the bottom of the pan, the before Belila and Yitzika, the Mishnah only spoke about the second and third time, the Yitzika and the Belila. And it's interesting to point out that the Rishonim already point out that the Mishnah speaks about the Yitzika before the Belila. But actually, the Yitzika took place after the Belila. But the Mishnah did not speak about the oil that's put at the bottom of the pan, which really serves to grease the pan. From here, some Rishonim want to suggest that even though if all of the Yitzika Belila oil were not put on, the halach is that the oil on the bottom is mi'akav. Moreover, we spoke about loy posas, that you didn't make it into pieces. Many Rishonim suggest that's only when the Mishnah says that if you didn't make the Karbon Mincha into petzisa, it's kosher. That's only speaking about the shrayim of the Karbon Mincha that you didn't make into pieces. But if the kmitza was not made into the pieces that it's supposed to be made, then the carbon would be perhaps possible. Again, the kmitza, the kaimitz, has to be made into belila. The Mishnah spoke about melicha. And the question is that the Mechav Chinuch asks, why could a carbon that wasn't salted, when the carbon Torah Kedosha says, Akar kaboncha takrav melech, why would that not be considered a mitzvah abah b'aveira if it wasn't have the melicha which the Torah requires? And the Chroinim say a very important teretz. They say that the definition of a mitzvah abah b'aveira is when the aveira is integral to the mitzvah. Here, when we speak about the melicha is not part of the actual Karbon Mincha. It's outside of the Karbon Mincha. And since it's not an actual part of the Karbon Mincha, that would not be considered mitzvah b'aveira. There's also a discussion in the Achroinim. What does that mean when we say that we have to salt the Karbon Mincha? Does it mean that only the koimitz? From our mission, it seems that the koimitz, which is going to be put on the Mizbeach, is the part that has to have salt. But what about the rest of the Karbon Mincha? The Chroinim debate, does the entire Karbon Mincha have to have salt? Says the Gemara, Mai lo yotzak. So now the Gemara asks, when the Mishnah says that if Yitzika wasn't performed, what does that mean? Ilayim lo yotzak klal, if you say that Yitzika wasn't done at all, ikuvik suba. Ask the Gemara, how can we suggest that the Karbon could be kosher without Yitzika? The Torah uses the word, the Torah makes it required. El Yotzak means Kain Elazar. That it wasn't done by a Kain, it was done by Yisrael. Ask the Gemara, if that's the way you're going to learn the Mishnah, where you're going to learn like Bolo Nami, that when the Mishnah says Bolo wasn't done, it doesn't mean that it was entirely skipped. Rather means like Bolo Kain Elazar, that it was done by Yisrael, not by a Kain. But according to that understanding, the halacha then would be halala halay bala klal. If it wasn't mixed at all, it would be possible. Ask the Gemara, is that true? We're going to learn a very famous sugya later in the Masechta. Somebody has the right to choose to bring a very large Karbon Mincha. And the simple way of learning this Gemara is that even though you could bring a large Karbon Mincha, and the definition of bringing a large Karbon Mincha is bringing a Karbon Mincha that isn't just one Isarna flour, it's many Isarna flour. But even though you're bringing a Karbon Mincha of many more Isarna flour than you normally do, you only always still bring Loig Echad Shemen. That's a simple way of learning the Gemara. And therefore, the Mishnah over there on Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis teaches us, Shishim Nevlolim. Shishim Echad Ein Nevlolim. If you bring a very large Karbon Mincha, the maximum size it could be is 60 Yisarna flour. The reason the maximum size it could be is 60 Yisarna flour, because that could possibly be mixed well together with the oil. Shishim Echad, but when you already have 61 Yisarna, they don't get mixed well
with the flour. So again, the Pasha Pshat here is that when you have such a large ratio of flour to oil, you can't mix it possibly well. Another Pshat that I saw is that when you have more than 60 isarin of flour, you have two, and only one leg of shemen, you don't have enough oil. You don't have enough oil to do a good belila. You just don't have enough oil. But no matter how we learn, at that point, the carbon is not, you can't bring carbon that way. And the Gemara over there asks, and what is the issue if they can't be mixed properly? But Tanan, doesn't the Mishnah teach us that we just learned Lebalik Shera, that if you didn't do belila at all, it's still kosher? To which Reb Zeri answers, Kol Aroi Labila, if it's mixable, then the Loch is Ein Bila Ma Kevis Ba, the Kosh Ein Aroi Labila, but if mixing is not possible, given the various explanations that we gave, Bila Ma Kevis Ba. So we see that when the Mishnah says that you don't have to do Bila, when the Mishnah says you don't have to do Bila, what the Mishnah means is not that it doesn't have to be done by a Kohen, it can be done by Yisrael, it means that it doesn't have to be done altogether. Says the Gemara, me the area. The two halachas that we learned in the Mishnah about Yitzika and Belila are two separate halachas. Hakadisa, Vakadisa. Lo Yatzak, when the Mishnah says that it wasn't, that Yitzika wasn't performed, the definition is that it has to be done, but if it's done by Yisrael, it's kosher. And by Belila, by Belila means Belila doesn't have to be done altogether. Even though the Gemara is teaching us, says the Hilchos Gedolos and the Ramban and the Rambam, that even though the Mishnah is teaching us, the Gemara and Mishnah are teaching us that Yisrael can do the Yitzika, L'chatchila, it should be done by a Kohen. Up to the degree that I saw that there's a bracha that was done before the Yitzika, and the bracha that was done by before the Yitzika, that bracha is only recited if it was done by a Kohen. If it was done by Yisrael, then we wouldn't make a bracha. Oshapos Pisa Merubas, the Mishnah said, we made big pieces of the Karban Mincha, the loch is kshera. Hashda asked the Gemara, Loipos is klal. The Mishnah said that if Pesisa was skipped entirely, it's kshera, so then Pesisa merubas bibayi. So why, if you make the wrong Pesisa, should be worse than not doing it at all? Answers the Gemara, my piece of merubas, definition of shereba Pesisa, that you made too many pieces. And we would think that making all these pieces of the Karban Mincha, that makes it into not the proper consistency of the ingredients of the Karban Mincha, and therefore it should be possible, Kamash Malan, that it's kosher. Vibay Seima, Loyalam Pitita Merubas, when the Mishnah says Pesisa Merubas, it means Mamish, that you made big pieces. So we asked, what's the Chiddush? It can be considered a chala. Aval hocha, when you made them into big pieces, that loses the status of chalas. Loi chalasika, it's not in the category of chalas. And since you didn't make it into the proper size pesisin, v'loi taras pesisin ika, it's not considered pesisin either. Kamash malon, that teaches us the Mishnah, that still, the Mishnah teaches us that the Mishnah, that it's still kosher. Says the Gemara, we just learned that Yitzika Ksheira Bazar. Suggests the Gemara, Mlema Masnissen, the Loi Kirab Shimon. Amish doesn't follow the opinion of Rab Shimon. The Tanya, the Brisa says, Rab Shimon Omer, Kol Kain Sheena Moida Ba'avoida. A Kain who doesn't agree to the Avoida. And there are many different Pshatim. What does it mean that he doesn't agree to the Avoida? The simple Pshat is that he doesn't accept what the Torah says about the Avoida. So many Rishonim and Achronim have a problem with that Pshat. Because they say, if somebody is a Koifer in what it says in the Torah, if somebody has an attitude
that HaKadosh Baruch Hu never told us to bring kabbonis, so then he's a kaifer baker. And it's not a problem in his kahuna. It's a problem in his whole, in his ability to do avoida. So therefore, the Ritva suggests that we spend so much time in our shiurim identifying which parts of the avoida are essential, which parts of the avoida are not essential, and this kohen is not agreeable to all of those various halachas that we're learning. Another pshat that the Chasam Sofer suggests is that he doesn't admit in the avoida. We know, halvai we should be zoicha to that already, that many kabbonis are kabbonis that we are obligated to bring. Ein amoida b'avoida doesn't agree that this is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands of us to do. He says that he's a person that doesn't believe that this is such a strong obligation. Another pshat that I saw in Ein Amoida B'Avoida, as this is a kohen, as we obviously learned, doing the avoida is quite complicated. And this is an individual, and it could get messy with the blood, etc. And this is an individual, Ein Amoida B'Avoida, is an individual who doesn't want to get his hands dirty, so to speak, with the avoida. He doesn't realize what opportunity and what a schus it is to do the avoida. Such an individual, Ein L'Chelek B'Kuna, doesn't get a share in the kabbonis that are divided to the Kohanim. Shenema, Hamak v'stam ha'shlam v'schel v'bnei Aaron, loy siya shoy kayom l'mona. He will get a share. Moed b'avoida, but the kohen who does have the proper respect for the avoida, yesh l'chelek B'Kuna, he does get a share in the kachim. Shenema moed b'avoida, Ein L'Chelek B'Kahuna, Ein Elo, maybe we're speaking about what's mentioned in that pasuk, which is speaking about the avoda with the dam. The nine rabbis, that maybe the kohen who doesn't want to participate in the kabbonis, that's the person we're speaking about. How do we know the nine rabbis chameshes avodas? The other avodas, yitzikus, pouring the shemen the third time on the Kabbalah Mincha, the Belilus, what we're speaking about, mixing the oil and the flour, for pesisus, breaking the Kabbalah Mincha into pieces, for malichus, salting the Kabbalah Mincha, for tenufas, waving them, hagoshes, bringing them to the southwest corner, hakamitsa, the kaimitz, haktaris, burning the kaimitz on the Kabbalah Mincha, hamalikus, when we bring a carbon from a bird, we have to perform malika. Hakabalas, when we do a carbon with blood, we have to do kabbalas adam. Hazos, which is the zrikas adam. Hashkar saita, when a husband brings his wife as a saita, giving her the main ma'arim to drink. Arifas akala, that the halacha is that even though that didn't take place in the Beis Hamikdash, but if a body was found and we don't know who killed it, the Torah goes into great detail in the procedure of Egla Rufa, Taras and Metzaira, which we just spoke about, bringing the two birds when the Metzaira becomes Tar, Naskias Kapayim, the Duchening, Ben B'Befnim, both when it's done in the Azara, Ben B'Chutz, when it's not done in the Beis Hamikdash, and any other time when we do Birch Kana Menayin, how do we know that if a kohen doesn't agree to any of these avoidas, he doesn't get a shear in the kabbonis? Tamalim b'nei Aaron, avoid amasur b'nei Aaron. All these are examples of different acts that the b'nei Aaron must perform. And the halach is kol kain she'ena moedbay, any kind that doesn't have the proper respect and do these avoidas, the halach is ein l'chel b'kuna, doesn't get a shear. But we see that yitzika is an avoid of the kayin. And we've been learning and explaining our Mishnah that Yitzika is not an avoid of the kohen. Answers the Gemara, Amar of Nachmal Akasha. Kan b'mechis kohanim, kan b'mechis Yisrael. There's a difference if it's a mincha brought by a kohen versus a mincha brought by Yisrael. Mechis Yisrael, the Bas Kamitzahi, by a mincha that a Yisrael brings, that we've learned so many times, that the kohenitz is taken off, and that's what's burnt on the Mizbeach, and the Shiraim are eaten by the kohanim. So there, halach is the mitzvah kuhuna begins by the kmitza. Limad, from here we learn that a yitzika belila aksher bizar. However, mechus kahanim, which we know the Torah tells us, mechus kahanim kolotia, the labas kmitzahi, it's not something that kmitza is done, mikara, from the original step by kahuna, and in those minchas, yitzika is an avoida that could only be done, it's an avoida that could only be done by kohen. Amalei Rava, to which Rava asks, Michti, mechus kahanim echus rabbi yitzika, asks Rava, the entire halacha that a kohen, when he brings his mincha, does yitzika, how do we know? We learn it from Mechus Yisrael. Because as we're going to learn later in the Masechta, the pasuk, daf ayin hey amen aleph, the pasuk says, v'yitzakto la shimen shemen mincha hi, from the extra words mincha hi, we learn that all common minchas require yitzika. So says the Gemara, ma hasam, if we speak about a Mechus Yisrael, that's ksheir bizar. And that's the source where we learned the halacha of yitzika. So certainly, mechus kain, which is learned from mechus Yisrael, should be ksheir bizar. Ikadamri, but there's a different version of this discussion. Aram nachmoy kasha. Kan bin the kmatzis, a carbon mincha that has a halacha of kmitza, and kan, then come mechus that don't have any kmitza. Mechus kain, mechus nasachim. The Rishonim point out what's the difference between the two Rishonis. The first version differentiates between Mechus Yisrael and Mechus Koyim. This version doesn't only differentiate between Mechus Koyim and Mechus Yisrael, but also differentiates between Mechus Yisrael versus Mechus Kohanim and Mechus Nesachim. And that the halacha will be that Mechus Kohanim and Mechus Nesachim, the halacha will be that the tzika has to be done by a kohen, which again, Rava asked the question, Michti, ein nekmatzus me'eches rabbi yitzika, a carbon that doesn't have kmitza, how do we know yitzika is required? We learn it from the carbonos that have kmitza. So we should learn kinekmatzus. So shouldn't we learn like that ma'hosam, if in the halacha, by a carbon that requires kmitza, the tzika is ksher bizar. Avachinami, certainly a carbon mincha that doesn't require kmitza should be ksher bizar. So if that's the case, we don't have an understanding why there should be a carbon mincha that requires yitzika. So the yitzika should have to be done by a kohen. Yet Rav Shimon put yitzika in the list of avoidus that must be done by a kohen. It must be that our Mishnah that holds that the yitzika does not have to be done. The yitzika does not have to be done by a kohen. It can be done by a zar. The like Rav Shimon does not follow the opinion of Rav Shimon. Now Gemara just taught us the halacha of a voida has to be done. A kohen that doesn't believe in the voida is not entitled to that voida. I saw Rav Osner has a tshuva regarding somebody's doing a pidyon aben. And the kohen was Rachman Tzlan Mechal Shabbos. And what is the stat? And the pidyon aben was done with such a kohen. And the question is, what is that stat? What is the status of that pidyon aben? And it seems that Rav Osner is of the opinion that, given all the different interpretations we gave in our Gemara of kohen she'ena ma'oida ba'avoida, the halacha is that this kohen who's a mechal Shabbos is somebody who's certainly in the category of a kohen she'ena ma'oida ba'avoida. The halacha is that the kohen, that the pidyon aben should be repeated. The only question Rav Osner seems to have is, when we do the pidyon aben over, do we have to make a bracha again, or do we just do the pidyon aben over without a bracha? However, there are paiskim that want to use the concept of Tinik Shanishba, that the Kayan, who nowadays is a Mechal Shabbos, may be a Tinik Shanishba. And I saw that the paiskim seem to maybe want to differentiate between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz, they want to say in Eretz Yisrael, where there's so many Baruch Hashem Shomrei Shabbos, if somebody is not Shomrei Shabbos, it's hard to call them a Tinnik Shenishba. Whereas if somebody lives in a place where there aren't people who are Shomrei Shabbos, he's not exposed to that, there he may be a Tinnik, he may be considered a Tinnik Shenishba. Chazan Ish, based on the Tshuva of the Melamed Lahoyel, is more lenient, and his opinion is that they could be considered Tinnik Shenishba even if they live in a place where there are religious Jews, because Chazan Ish takes the approach Masa Avaseihem B'Yadeihem, they're just following what they saw from their parents. Their parents were in Shomer Shabbos, and that's what they continue. It's not that they are considered Tinnik Shenishba, and therefore the question, it's certainly according to those Paiskim, if you're going to do the Pinyan Ben over, you don't make another bracha. It's interesting to point out that the Sefer Mereshes Moshe quotes for a Moshe Feinstein as well, that if somebody used a Kohen who is a Mechal Shabbos for a Pinyan Ben, it seems that he says that Moshe's opinion would be that the Pinyan Ben should be repeated again, because it's certainly in the same category of a Kohen Shein Amoida Ba'avoida.